All the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I know normally I preach on the gospel, but I would be remiss to miss this opportunity this morning if I didn't talk about all of us being parts of one body. It's important to recognize how connected we all are for God's purpose. And nature provides us with many examples of ways that they work together, animals and birds. And again, this, I'll say, I'm not sure why birds are different than animals, because they're animals, but that's just the way I wrote it down, so that's what I said. Geese, as we know, fly in a V formation, with the lead goose taking all the pressure of the wind. And when they get tired, they peel off and go to the back of the V, and the next goose comes into formation to take on that pressure. They work together to get to where they need to be. Not sure if you knew that one, probably. I think we all sort of understand that concept. But how about penguins? Penguins form a circle. And when the outside penguins, they're very cold, in the extreme cold weather, when the outside penguins get cold, they make their way to the inner circle. So the inner penguins that are warm go to the outer. And so they have this continual movement to keep themselves warm in the colder temperatures. Imagine the disaster if they were all trying to be self-sufficient and only worried about themselves. The outer penguins would eventually not make it, and soon the inner circle would feel that pressure. As an avid biker in my bicycler, not a motorcycler, but as an avid bicycler in my other life, as I like to call it, before I got too old, I was a pace line rider. I did 50 and 100 mile bike rides and everything. That's what we did. And one of the things that we did in the group that I rode with was this, what's called pace lining. And if you don't know what that is, I don't know if we have any bikers out there, but when you ride in a pace line, you're doing 20 or 25 miles an hour, which is extremely fast on a bicycle, little thin tires, and your front tire is right behind, inches away from the tire ahead of you. One false move and you're all going down. And in that pace line, as you're going on the straightaway, you're just cruising. And it's very exhilarating, but it's also very scary. And the person on the front, if you've ever watched bicycling races on TV, the person on the front stays for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, doesn't seem like very long, and then peels off and the next rider comes up. So very similar to the geese idea of that person taking on the weight of that wind. And you'll see them actually all the way to the end, pace line, one or two people will do it, and then they'll peel off and zoom in to the finish line. It's an absolutely fantastic way to ride. I loved it very much. It was something whenever I could do it, I would, when I was in good enough shape. But the whole idea is the person at the front has to know and look ahead of them and be able to tell the line what's coming. If there's a hole in the road up ahead, they have to tell. They have to yell, hole, because that whole pace line is going to be moving with the road as the road changes. And that's extremely important. Again, otherwise, if there's a mistake, and it has happened, I've been in an accident, that everyone goes down. It's not, if you, I don't know how, you can't avoid it. You're going 25 miles an hour, something happens, you're down. And so it's this, again, this idea of how everybody has to work together. The Bible reading from 1 Corinthians this morning has some strong points about that, about working together. First of all, it says that we are Christ's body. It doesn't say we're like Christ's body. We are Christ's body. All the members of the body, though many, are one body. We're a group of people linked to Christ. That's what we have in common. We're individuals, that's true. We all come from our own different places here this morning. But Jesus has saved us as individuals, but we've been joined together in baptism to Jesus. We've been called together in God's family as brothers and sisters. Together, we're God's own people. Additionally, we all have the same Spirit that links us to one another. We've all received the same Holy Spirit. This oneness, this sharing of the same belief, breaks down all of our differences. We come here this morning and fit together as one unit. One of the most revolutionizing things about Christianity in its early stages was the way it broke down those barriers. It turned the world of time on its head. For the first time, Jewish people and those outside the Jewish faith were able to meet together as equals before the one God whom they worshipped. And the reality is that the church broke down barriers which society practiced at the time. The church was at the forefront of change. It refused to follow the ways of the world, and it set a different standard that eventually the world adopted for itself, for the most part. And it did that because it was faithful to what they understood it meant to be joined, linked as Christ, as one body. This passage this morning also emphasizes that while each of us has separate individual gifts, we all belong to each other. We need each other. We all, together, make up what we call church. Paul uses the picture of the body. I'm not going to go into all the details. You heard it. We've heard it before. But, you know, even though there are individual components, the body's parts work together for the good of the body. The point of Paul's image of the church as a body is twofold. First, we are all of value and all have a part to play. Secondly, we can't do without each other. Just as a hand can't decide to live in isolation from the rest of the body, if it does, it's either a disconnected hand or it's no hand at all. So we can't live in isolation from each other. I do believe that there's really no such thing as a true Christian who lives in isolation from everybody else. To be a Christian means that you exist in relation to others. You need others as they need you. And sometimes we forget that they need you part. We know when we need them, but sometimes we forget that they need us too. And Paul reminds the people of Corinth, all the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. Here was a congregation of very gifted people in Corinth at the time, but they couldn't get it together. They argued, they showed little care or concern for certain sections of their congregation. They thought of themselves as more important and more spiritual than other people. They took one another to court. They had all kinds of problems when it came to worship and agreeing on how things were to be done. And yet, in spite of all this, Paul opens his letter by saying, "Each one of you is the body of Christ." Just a little reminder. He doesn't say to them, "All right, you guys, here's what's going to go on. Here's what it should be like. I know we'll never get there." He says, "For one in the Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." This is a life-changing message for the church, then and certainly even now. It's not like life out there in the world either. You can't use worldly ways when it comes to the body of Christ. Out there in the world as we know, people use one another unfairly and rudely oftentimes. They criticize one another. We've all seen this. We're all thinking maybe of times that this happened. They run others down to promote themselves. This is common. Sometimes out there, people get all huffy and abusive if they don't get their own way. Think of anyone in particular? People are jealous of those who get more attention or are given greater status. It happens. I know this may sound like some churches as well, but I will say that when I go to clergy meetings and hear of some of the issues of my fellow clergy, I always get in my car and say a thank you to God. Thank you for placing me in a church family where there is no discord, no bitterness, no ill feeling in the body of Christ here at St. Stephen's. We truly do lift each other up and work as one body for the glory of God. And in the church, things should be different. Here, our function and purpose is for the good of each other. Not that we shouldn't live that life outside the building. We absolutely should. If one is sad, then we all share in the sadness. If one is sick, we long for them to be well. If one is struggling to cope, we sense that struggle and lift them up. And conversely, if one gets a promotion, deserves praise, or does something amazing, we're equally supportive in lifting them up. We need to be encouraging others to use their gifts to the fullest. In the church, in the Christian fellowship, there's a different set of values which affect the way we operate. And this doesn't necessarily happen naturally. We know we have to work at it. But it only can happen when individuals are linked to Christ. And then it follows that the stronger the link to Christ, the more that kind of interaction and togetherness becomes a reality. And if we don't recognize that connection, I hear this all the time at my meetings, if we don't recognize the connection to Christ and the connection to each other, then the church just becomes another group of people or a Sunday morning club that meets. Unless we know the Savior and realize again that He has called us together to be His people in this community and the greater community around us, unless we realize that He's called us for His purpose, we won't bring the glory. And that's where we find ourselves today. In a little while, shortly after this service, we're going to go immediately to the parish hall. We're going to share in fellowship and learn about the changes in the church of the last year or so. We're going to learn about what's ahead and hear the status of our church. Might be a little scary, some of the information. It might be information that has you questioning how we're supposed to move forward from here. How is this all going to work? But that's okay. Knowing that God is leading us and guiding us forward, knowing that we're all the body of Christ, working, moving, breathing together as one unit, that's what's going to make a difference here. It's not a time to let everyone do everything either. It's a time to think, what can I do? Rather than offering to work by ourselves, we must work with our fellow teammates so that that pace line goes and works all together. Christ is with us. And it's pretty easy not to be involved in the church. After all, we have our lives to live. We all get caught up in things. It happens. We know it. But the love of Christ is what makes the church different to every other organization in the world. We're motivated by the love of Christ to be like Christ to others, welcoming the outcast, accepting the sinner, encouraging the depressed. In many ways, we do reflect the concept of the body of Christ in this church. There's a sense of caring for each other, of showing concern, building each other up, encouraging and helping when it's most needed. And I say from the bottom of my heart that these last few months, certainly these last 2.5 years, I have been carried by the prayers of this church. I've said it before, and I will tell anyone who's willing to listen. These last few months have been extremely stressful for me, physically and personally, emotionally, and I have felt the prayers carrying me, absolutely. And that's what we do. The Spirit is alive and well here at St. Stephen's. Could we improve? Yeah, maybe. This is my little time to say that. We could work harder at building up, strengthening, working cooperatively, corporately, as a group, as a body, rather than individually. We could commit ourselves to be an organism, a living thing, something that works and so better benefit each other and those around us. In our own small way, we as church and as individual members of church, together we can shape the community in which we live, and we will going forward. The question is, how do you see church and your place in it? I want to challenge you this morning as this year gets underway. It's only the end of January. It's still early. Think about what St. Stephen's means to you. Today, during the annual meeting, we're going to ask for some volunteers to step up. Think about whether or not God's calling you to maybe do something a little different here in the church, something you haven't done before, or maybe something you did a long time ago. At 8 o'clock, I said we have a lot of new faces over these last couple years, certainly in the last year. Think about what you might be willing to do. But I want you also to try to develop a sense of belonging here. Some of you are new, but some of you have been here for decades, and that's okay, too. Don't just talk about it at St. Stephen's Church, but use the phrases my church and our church. What we try to do here on Sunday mornings is to help all of us get focused in one direction. Again, there's that pace line. As we focus on God, as we show each other that He's important to us just by our presence here, as we get strength for the days in between worship, we get a sense of being part of a big family, which is important to us, which we can count on. A family to which we can give what we are able to give, and we can be a body that functions the way God intends it to function. All the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. Amen.